We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning. John was talking about fudge.
I have not heard that. Did they play that yesterday?
I think we are the first to debut that.
Oh, it's amazing.
Heather, you all right?
I'm crying. That was great. That was so good.
Colin actually did the same thing. It's draft day, 97-1. We're all in a good mood this morning laughing. That was John talking about fudge, of course. We asked people to call their shot. Today is draft day. The Lions have the 29th pick. What do you actually think is going to happen? Not what you want, what you think is going to happen. And our process evolved over time. John thinks they're trading up to take a corner. I think they're trading up to take a corner. Different corners, but corners nonetheless. You think Terrion Arnold. I said Quinyon Mitchell. They've met with both of them. There's been a lot of talk about there's only so many of those high-level players. You want to have the best player who also fits a need, doesn't hurt. That would be the way they operate. Gov has been steadfast. Jackson Powers Johnson from the jump. Mm-hmm. Greg has crystallized the last two opportunities to weigh in with Frazier. Offensive line from behind the glass. I would love offensive line, but yep. This isn't what I want. This is what I think is going
to
happen.
I came so close to pivoting to Frazier. Like, I'm really confused if Powers Johnson's going to be there or not. I don't know if he's going to get to 29. And I just don't know if they love him as much as I do. I want them to do who they love. I'm pretty convinced at this point. I actually think that Powers Johnson, Frazier, or BB will be a Detroit Lion. But I have high confidence in that right now.
So for that to happen,
might trade.
It'll be interesting because I don't know that BB is somebody that you take at 29. But we've seen them. Did anybody think they were going to take a running back at 12?
Nope.
Like, if that is the best on the board, then I could see Brad Holmes making that pick at 29. Now, the value, but again, you've got to be able to have a trade partner, somebody willing to say, yeah, I want to get back into the first round, because you could get him early in the second round.
Right, and that's, I just don't know. This is where you trust in Brad Holmes. Can you slide back to 36 and get BB and Frazier? And right. Maybe you don't get Powers Johnson. Maybe he's not their guy compared to the others. I think Powers Johnson has the most upside. I do.
So, did you guys see the latest from Dave Burkett?
No.
Because, John, you were called into question whether you had inside information or not. Your projection is they will trade up and take Terrion Arnold. Dave Burkett's latest, Terrion Arnold, with thoughts on his visit with the Lions and whether they would trade up for him, quote, that's classified information.
It's classified. Nobody knows that information.
Top secret.
Nobody knows that information.
Top secret, as he sips his coffee.
Why would they give that information away to anyone?
I always thought you were the type of man, when you played a game, you'd line up across from people and say, may the best man win.
Mano y mano.
Let's go.
Yep, slap you right across the face.
And then you take this information and use it against us.
Mm-hmm. Ticket text.
We'll see. It'll play. let it play out tonight.
Yes, but John also watched films to study tendencies and gathered information.
Thank you, yes. Yes. There's a lot of film study that does go into this throughout the course of a year, throughout the course of a lifetime. Leads me to believe that this may possibly happen.
Ticket Texture says, last year Holmes said they had 14 guys with first-round grades. They drafted all four of them. You don't have to trade up to get guys with first-round grades. Laporta and Branch were two last year.
It all depends on how it falls, how many dumb picks that we would say are dumb picks are people going to make in the top 15. Somebody is going to make a pick that we didn't see coming. There's going to be trades. There is this opportunity right now because there are six quarterbacks. Now, I don't think Bo Nix is a first-round quarterback, but there are so many teams that are starved. I can't even imagine the Broncos or the Raiders not coming out of this draft with a quarterback.
Texter Nate in the truck says, they'll trade back. They'll get an extra second-round pick and a third-round pick, but to play the game, if they stay at 29, the pick is Chop Robinson. By the way, your answer can be that they do not pick tonight.
Yeah, and I am curious where people are at. 248-539-9797. Who do you want? Who do you want? You can answer however you want.
Sure.
Who do you want, or who are you predicting the Lions pick with their first pick? And when I say with their first pick, that may be as high as 15 or 16. It may be stand pat at 29. It could be one more sleep, two picks tomorrow. Who knows? Who is it that you are predicting the Lions take?
So we'll collect those phones and ticket texts. The other big headline broke when we got off the air. Lions are paying people. And they're paying their guys, their homegrown guys. I love how this all ties together, the timing of it. On the eve of the draft in Detroit, Brad Holmes flexing. Mm-hmm. Look who I drafted. Penei Sewell, Amon-Ra St. Brown, both getting handsome raises, the highest paid receiver and tackle in the sport now. And I don't think there's really any reason to be concerned about how this is going to affect the team moving forward. These guys deserve this. If you're not going to pay your all-pro guys, who, by the way, are attitude, heartbeat, culture guys, then what the hell's the point? People going, well, the cap down the line. First of all, these deals don't kick in next year. And the Sewell deal really doesn't kick in for two years.
Yeah.
They staggered them. In the first year it kicks in, Sewell makes a little more than St. Brown. The very next year, teeter-totters the other way. These were done in tandem. These are all pros, homegrown, young players going in the prime of their career. And there's really no question, are they going to get lazy now that they're paid? They are the hardest workers. They are the leaders on the team. Both these deals should be celebrated.
They're tone setters, and they set the tone with their contracts as well, because while it's hard to sit there and say, well, how can you even possibly think that getting Amon-Ra and paying him as the number one receiver in the NFL and getting Penei Sewell and paying him as the number one offensive lineman in the NFL is a discount? Well, it's a discount because they got it done now. Player gets guaranteed money, they get locked up, and the confidence and the security that comes with a long-term contract. And then on the flip side, instead of doing this in a year, and if Amon-Ra has the same or better, he's gotten better every single year, his numbers have improved every single year, now all of a sudden if you do it next year, you either have to franchise him or you got to pay him more. Same thing with Penei Sewell. To think that he is willing to do this contract 2 years before he has a shot at free agency, even before his last year on his contract, they don't have to worry about injury, and the team doesn't have to worry about inflation.
Yeah, I mean, these just made sense. I mean, the St. Brown deal, he's the highest paid receiver, .. for now. Justin Jefferson probably getting paid this offseason. Ja'Marr Chase had his rookie fifth-year option picked up, but they're going to work out something long-term in Cincinnati. Yep. The idea is by the time the deal even kicks in, he's not going to be the highest paid player, but he's going to continue to produce like one of them. Last year, number three, he's top three in catches, yards, touchdowns, plays of more than 20 yards, yards after, like everything. And that's the receiver part. The other thing that you know this coaching staff loves is the stuff he does without the ball. Run game, opening up routes for other people, blocking down the field. there should be no hesitation at all. He's worth every freaking penny. Amon-Ra St. Brown, highest paid receiver today. I don't think there's any regret at all.
No.
What about the cap? The cap's going up. Penei Sewell, the same thing. It's weird to say it's a discount that he's the highest paid tackle, but he's the best tackle. And in 2 years, think about this. You have him for six more years. When you wake up this morning, you have 6 years of Penei Sewell, and it's only going to look better because I think his best football is ahead of him. Same with both these guys.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. We talk about what Minnesota's doing in the draft and the possibility that they get a franchise quarterback, what the Chicago is doing in the draft. We talk about Green Bay. We talk about division opponents all the time. And if you have a chance to lock up one of the best receivers, the best offensive lineman in the NFL, they don't have them. And we should be talking more about what Detroit is doing, the competency that the general manager is showing in the draft, in patience, in free agency. We all were kind of hoping for a big splash, a big fish, as I think maybe it was either Dan Campbell or Brad Holmes talked about. But they have been very honest with us as well. Hey, don't expect all of the eggs to be in one basket in free agency. Brad Holmes laid the groundwork. He shot you straight. Now he's also shot us straight, as Dan Campbell did yesterday, of, hey, if our player's not there at 29, just because the draft is hosted in the city of Detroit does not mean we have to stay in the first round. We don't have to make a pick Thursday night. Dan Campbell said one more sleep, and we got two tomorrow in the second round. Like, that is, they're shooting you straight. They're telling you your expectations, and we need to get on board with it.
Call your shot. What happens? We got ticket text coming in. You want to jump it on the phones? 248-539-9797. There's, of course, the Sewell conversation and the St. Brown conversation. We'll talk about Goff later in the hour, too, because he wasn't extended yesterday, and it's not imminent. It's 97-1.
Last fall, we put a new lid on the house. We got a new roof, and we knew we needed it for a long time. When we bought the house, put it off. Finally, we decided, I'm going to call Rapid Roofing Mike Beattie. Called a couple other companies as well, but Mike was the only company that came out and were professional from start to finish. They let us know exactly what needed to be done and exactly how they were going to do it. They showed up one day, ripped the roof off, made the repairs, put the roof back on, and then they were cleaned up and gone. It was a great process, professional, like I said, from start to finish. You can call them and get that same service. It's Rapid Roofing, 888-360-ROOF. That's 888-360-ROOF, or you can find them on the web at rapidroofing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
St. Brown got paid. Sewell got paid. Jared Goff, deal not imminent. We'll talk about it at 8:35. Maybe the voices in my head were right all along, John. At least some of them, anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot going on up there. It's a mysterious place. But I'll let you say your piece.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give everybody an or scenario.
Okay. is the or that we just let it play out?
No. Okay. Well, I mean.
Variation of. Okay,
yes.
But your own spin on it. Great. We'll get to that before end of the hour. We'll do it 8:35. Okay. Some phones and some ticket texts on calling your shot. What are the Lions going to do tonight? Let's get to James in Ann Arbor. James, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good.
So I have a little bit, this might be a little bit of a reach, but it is something I think that the Lions could swing depending on cap casualties. But trading out, or trading their first round pick, really, for Trey Hendrickson out of Cincinnati.
So I like your thought process. I think you're overpaying. I don't think it's going to cost a first-round pick because on the back end, the reason Trey Hendrickson wants out of Cincinnati is because he wants a long-term deal. He wants more money. And I know the relationship is there with Aaron Glenn, obviously Dan Campbell, for the time that they spent in New Orleans together, but I don't think you'd have to spend a first-round pick to get him.
The reason why I'm saying a first-round, and they could trade multiple picks at this point, but I think our late second would be too much, too little, and I don't know if they're willing to trade future assets compared to right now. He could be a good 3-4 year two-time Pro Bowl starter. You've seen the numbers over his last 4 years, last year with New Orleans, and then obviously the last 3 years in Cincinnati has been really good, and he definitely complement Aiden Hutchinson, but I'd actually be willing to do that to get another 4 years and to kind of put a stamp on that front line, front seven, because I already like our linebacking core, and to get another edge rusher for the Lions.
He's proven, he's productive, he'd be the buddy for Aiden Hutchinson, but I think the concern is then you got to extend him too because he wants a pay raise. That's why he wants out of Cincinnati, who is also a Super Bowl contender.
What was L'Jarius Sneed? I know different position, but...
What did he get paid?
No. What was the trade for him?
It was like a third.
It was a third?
A future third, though. It wasn't the current third.
And so I think, I mean, that's kind of where I would put the value on. And this is going on what other guys have been traded for. The Lions obviously don't have a third. I mean, they don't have a fourth. They do have a third. I don't know. Maybe you give a fifth. If this is the road you want to go down, I don't think they do it because they don't want to do the extension.
Well, and you're going to probably, the Hutch window opens next offseason. And if he has a big year, another year with a ton of pressures, maybe even a few more sacks early in the year, he's going to be the guy that you end up opening up and doing what you just did with St. Brown and Sewell. And
you got to get some cheap talent and they can accomplish that tonight.
So that's why maybe you don't want to give up the 29th pick or unless you're moving up to get another guy who's also on a rookie deal, which is something that you and I have both talked about. What we think is going to happen tonight, a trade up. Ticket Texter says, Lions culture and attitude choice. It's Terry and Arnold, Tom and a Silverado. And that gets echoed. Arnold and Branch, lockdown defense. Putting a couple Alabama playmakers in the secondary. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, I obviously, that's my pick. That's my prediction today with no behind-the-scenes information.
Dan Campbell says they may trade if their guy isn't there. Who is it? Is it an O-line guy? Sounds like Jackson Powers Johnson.
It could be. And the great mystery is we've heard so many different mocks. Like, we get lost in the mocks. But if you are just simply grading them and say, where does this player rank on my big board? I don't think Jackson Powers Johnson is there at 29. So he's a guy you would have to move up for.
And my dream scenario is they get him. I don't know that that's their guy, though.
There's certainly a trend of him sliding right now, though. And I know we shouldn't get caught into these unless you see it a lot. Then you start to wonder. I started noticing this last week, and it was kind of the guys that I didn't think really had much of a reputation. Then Jeremiah did it with his big board, and then he doubled down on his mock. And I think he is really plugged in to...
Well, I think he's a good talent evaluator. So when you look at his big board, I look at that with a little bit more reliability than I do some others. But it comes down to, again, it depends on 32 general managers and front offices along with their coaches. How are they evaluating these players? Because there's going to be somebody that we didn't think was going to be a first-round pick that's going to go 10 to 15, somewhere in there. And it pushes everybody back. Offensive linemen, receivers, when's there a run? All of these different things. That's why the draft takes on a life of its own. And if somebody feels the urgency, maybe they take him higher than he should be, but there's also the sense that if there's runs on other positions, he's pushed deeper.
All right, we got to talk about this. Calling your shots. Jared Goff, what does it mean that his deal isn't imminent while others got extended yesterday? First, Heather, what's going on?
Oh, a beach in Michigan has been named one of the best in the U.S.
Where is
it? This is great. It's in Grand Haven.
Okay. All right.
Great beach. So according to Travel and Leisure, the website says the beach in Grand Haven offers powdery white sand and activities like fat tire biking, barbecuing, sunbathing, swimming, and volleyball. Plus, there's plenty to do with the kids. And of course, there's scenic views. They've got the pier, the lighthouses. Which is pretty cool because most of the beaches on the list, we've got beaches in Hawaii, right, in California, and places like that. So it's kind of cool to have a beach in Michigan make it to
That's
the top
awesome.
Of the
it
list.
It is a great beach.
It is. I've been there before. It is very nice. Although I've never been there actually in the summer.
Oh, really?
When do you go?
I always stop to go in the fall. We go out on the pier and look at the lighthouse, you know.
Yeah.
So I've never actually enjoyed the beach for what it is.
It's a great beach.
No surprise here, Airbnb rentals are surging in Detroit for the NFL draft. So Airbnb is reporting an increased interest in its Detroit bookings for the draft. And they say searches for Detroit bookings increased by 450% during the draft weekend. And they say, hey, it's really events like this that offer a good starting point for some prospective hosts that have been maybe thinking about they have a rental property and they want to start trying Airbnbs, and this is a way to do it, not just for existing hosts. And people are coming from all over, a lot from right here in Michigan that just want to be closer to the downtown area. It's not even people out of state. It's just people that live a little further away but want to spend the weekend. They need a closer place to stay. Because hotels, they were booked up early.
Yeah, I would imagine.
A long time ago.
So after 14 years, Reggie Bush is getting his 2005 Heisman Trophy back. The Heisman Trust announced on Wednesday that it is formally reinstating Bush after the former USC star gave up the honor in 2010. And at the time, a lengthy NCAA investigation determined that his family received improper benefits while he was a member of the Trojans program. Well, we know things have dramatically changed in recent years due to NIL deals, right, and the rules. So because of that, the trust felt it was time to make things right with Bush. And he said he was excited and thrilled to be reunited with his fellow Heisman winners and to be reunited with the Heisman family.
I'm just happy the drama is over. It's a story that just needed to go away, and now it's gone away.
It's gone away. Been going on for a long time. Megan Thee Stallion is facing some big legal trouble after allegedly having sex in front of one of her former employees. So she's being sued by her former cameraman, Emilio Garcia, who claims that Megan created a hostile work environment and harassed him. So he says he was trapped inside of a moving vehicle with her several other people in a foreign country. I believe they were in Ibiza in Spain. And she started having sex with another woman right next to him. Couldn't get out. He was trapped. He says that she later told him, hey, don't say anything about what happened ever again, right? He also says she fat shamed him, verbally abused him, underpaid him, and now he's suing. I don't know for how much, but she is denying his claims.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be quite awkward. Yes, without a doubt. What a story. A man from Oklahoma is facing a 12-year prison sentence in Turks and Caicos after traveling with ammo in his carry-on that he says he didn't know was there. Innocent mistake. He was there for his 40th birthday, traveling with his wife and another couple. It was on their way home that he was stopped. Both he and his wife were arrested right there, charged at the time with possession of ammunition. She was finally let go, able to travel home. They've got kids at home, but he is still there and just can't believe that this is happening, that his life and their life, the family's lives, could be completely changed because of this simple mistake. And of course, now the U.S. is urging people, make sure you are diligent, vigilant. Check your bags before you travel. Make sure you don't have anything like that hanging out.
Used to have to do that when I lived outside D.C. They have similar rules, laws, and you know, we would go hunting, and then you'd have to go over to play a game, and you got to make sure you go through everything. And if I haven't traveled in a while or gone to a stadium in a while, it's the same thing. I got to go through my bag, make sure I don't have anything lingering.
just because it's legal here,
it's terrifying,
doesn't mean it's legal there. We saw that with Brittany Griner. She was in a Russian prison for some time. Now, not the full, it could have been as many as 9 years. I don't think this person's going to do 12 years in a
jail. There's other people that are dealing with the same thing, other Americans.
Yeah.
But it's a lengthy process. And imagine, I mean, that's a...
It's an expensive process, too.
You know, he's not at home. He's not working. And it's going to be very expensive for this family to deal with.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, Jared Goff, deal not imminent. Why? 97.1. Got your best pick for the best dealership in town. We're talking Moran Chevrolet and MoranExpress.com, where you can get a 2024 Blazer, the A-lister of SUVs, for just $286 a month. That's a 24-month lease, $999 down. Moran has shipments arriving daily. What does that mean? That means when you show up, they're going to have the vehicle you're looking for. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Period. Search inventory, make your pick at MoranExpress.com or in-store on Gratiot north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Man, nobody's got time for that. It's draft day. That was Dan Dickerson. Tigers lost last night. There's your Tiger mention. It's football and more football. Yesterday, a great day for the Lions. Yep. Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown rewarded. They earned the deals to be the largest, highest paid players at their position. Big old bags of money coming their way. And it's fitting. The eve of the draft, they get paid. Message sent. We draft well, we take care of our own. Our all-pro culture guys will be taken care of early, ahead of time, and handsomely. First St. Brown, then Sewell, then kind of a wait. Adam Schefter reporting, no deal imminent with Jared Goff. Sides have talked, but nothing's close. And this is where I wonder if the voices in my head were right.
Hard stop. Hard stop. It doesn't have to, like, it doesn't have to be anything more than nothing is imminent. Like, what does imminent even mean?
I don't know. Why did he send the tweet? I didn't make
him
because, send
the tweet. Well, people were asking the question, okay, well, is Goff going to be, like, what was it, 10:15? It was shortly after we were off air. I'm in my truck, and all of a sudden I hear, Amon-Ra St. Brown extension. All right, and then I'm doing a little prep later in the day and about ready to hit send before I see the notification. Oh, Sewell got extended. Oh, okay. Well, you know, the next question then is Goff. So people are going to ask the question, but and there's nothing, I'm not getting on Schefter for his wording.
Sounds like you are.
No, imminent. What does imminent mean? Like, nothing is imminent. It's not going to happen before the first round of the draft. It's not going to happen before the weekend is over. It's not going to happen before minicamp or... You know, what does that mean?
He said they've spoken about a new deal, which
we've heard from Goff and from the Lions.
Nothing or chattering, but no deal is close at this time. So a doubling down on the word imminent. Now, you're fine, John. We don't know what imminent means. But I think it's interesting that it comes out. My belief is this comes from Goff's camp saying, hey, let's apply a little more pressure. We want to be with those guys on long-term deals. He's spoken publicly in glowing terms about what being a Detroit Lion has meant for him and his career. Best thing that's ever happened to him. I do think there are some hesitations and reservations. Will a deal likely still get done? Yes. But the voices in my head, hey, are there some physical limitations?
Oh, you're slipping back into Goff hater mode.
Well, 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 John.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
Jim, I thought we were past that.
You think I'm backsliding?
Yeah, a little bit.
Holmes didn't pay him a year ago. I wanted to see. I thought he proved something. Holmes apparently still holding the firm line in the sand. The deal is not yet done. Does not view him the same way as the all pros on the roster, Sewell and St. Brown. And that's smart. This isn't a Holmes criticism. I've spoken about some of those reservations and hesitations, and the deal should happen, but it has to make sense for the Detroit Lions. It's not a blank check, right?
Correct. Or...
Oh, boy.
Or Jared Goff said, let's take the high road. I'm going to talk about the fact that and put fans' minds at ease. Yeah, I want to be here in Detroit. We've heard from Detroit. We want Goff to be here. You know, he's really good in Detroit. And he says, you know what? Make sure you take care of my guys first. I've got my big contract. I got that when I went to the Super Bowl in L.A., and I was the highest paid quarterback at one point. I've learned a lot of things about what the pressures that applies, And at some point, maybe that happens again. Maybe it doesn't in terms of being the highest paid quarterback. I don't think it does. But make sure you take care of my guys, because as you are preparing for the draft, you can do more things than just prepare for the draft. Obviously, I've been working on a contract for Sewell, working on a contract for Amon Ross St. Brown. I'm sure they have had discussions with Aleem McNeil and his agents as he approaches the final year of his contract. Those other guys, more important, and do their contracts earlier. So Jared Goff said, take care of my guys. Make sure I have one of the best receivers to throw to. Make sure I'm well protected. Make sure you're preparing for the draft. And then, hey, we've had discussions. I know you're interested. You know I'm interested. And at some point during this offseason, we'll get it done. It doesn't mean that they're far apart in what they want. I mean, none of that was talked about. No. Just the fact that this is going to be, there's going to be a lot of verbiage in this contract, a lot to work on in this contract. They will get a contract done with Jared Goff. He wants to be there. We want him here. Make sure you take care of my guys, and then I'll sign my contract. And when last offseason, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, all contracts done at different times, mm-hmm. different phases of the offseason.
But, okay, there's a little spin zone there where we're giving Goff credit for the deals that Sewell and St. Brown just did. Because he said, don't pay me, pay them first.
No, don't pay me. I didn't say don't pay me, pay them first. I said take care of them.
Well, it's the same
because
thing.
Mine is coming at some point.
I don't think he's not done because he wanted to make sure those guys got paid first. I don't believe that. I'm not saying it's impossible. I think that sounds like spin.
I also think that there's part of him because, and this is sometimes what leaders do, they don't need to be front and center. Give Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell their moment. I don't want to overshadow them because his contract is going to be bigger.
Yes, more guarantees, more per year, yeah. The whole thing.
And so let them have their time. I've had my time. I'll have my time again. He's got the luxury of a large bank account and patience.
I don't think
and leadership and experience.
Absolutely. I don't think this is even like a hot take or like a bold thing. Sewell and St. Brown are better football players. They're all pros. They are guys where you say, don't worry about it. We'll make you the highest paid player. We're getting a deal done. You're not leaving the office. We're going to get ink on paper. Goff is not in that tier of player. That doesn't mean he's not important. It doesn't mean he won't get paid. But I think that negotiation is inherently more difficult.
Yes.
So they are not willing to compromise on him the way they were the others.
I'm just giving somebody else, everybody, an opportunity to think about another way, another perspective on what could be going on. We're not in those rooms, all right? And I'm not going to sit here and create drama. They don't have a contract for Jared Goff. Oh, my goodness. Are they going to franchise tag him in a year? What happens? No, he's going to get the contract done. I'm just giving you another scenario that could be playing out. I've seen it play out before.
Wait, so you don't think the tag's back on the table?
No, I don't.
I think it is. Jim?
I don't think they want to tag him because the tag is the top five at your position, which would be north of $50 million. If you go down that road and tag him a second time, it's 120% of that deal. You basically make him a top three paid guy at his position.
And that's a full hit on the cap that year.
Fully guaranteed as those other deals, St. Brown and Sewell, are kicking in. No, I think you could argue they should have done this earlier to avoid this. I think they wanted certainty. Personally, I wanted to see him do it in the playoffs. He did. I think they get it done. They avoid making him one of the five highest paid players at his position. But I would buy that they are holding firm that they don't want to overpay for him.
I think the biggest point you made was they should have done this last year.
And not necessarily.
You would not have signed off on it because you were in the Richardson camp potentially, and you were one of the late buy-ins on Goff. Me and John were like, pay this guy the Daniel Jones contract or the David Carr one right now.
Right.
Or Derek Carr,
yeah. You give him $45 million last year. I mean, now you're looking at the discussion start at 50.
Right. And I just think, look, the tag was put in place. The players agreed to have this in there and as part of the CBA and all that.
Worst union in sports.
I don't know about that. I honestly think, why not? I am not the hooker guy by any means. I'm playing some devil's advocate here.
Hey, what you do in the privacy of your own home.
You guys are going to make hooker jokes still. Okay, Stonies.
That was Jim.
So why not let it play out and potentially tag him? If he If he ends up being the guy and you want to commit to him, why did they draft Hendon Hooker?
It was. I've given this analogy a million times. It's insurance. It's your home insurance. It's your car insurance. You hope to never use it. If you have to use it, great. But they don't have to use it because they think they have a quarterback.
But your general manager, the one that we don't want to ever criticize around here, used a 70th pick overall in the draft on a quarterback that he's just going to be your number two?
That was my big hit. When we talked about the best pick, the worst pick, the head-scratcher, that's my head-scratcher. I don't understand that. It was basically the third round of last year. I don't understand trading up to get Broderick Martin.
I mean, I think one has to be true. Either second-guessing the fact that they didn't give him the extension last year is true, or second-guessing the Hooker pick. They don't add up together. That's what I'm saying here. And I think there's a chance that they want to see what they have.
So you think there's a world Goff does not get extended before the start of the season?
I would still think the odds are he gets extended
okay.
this summer.
So,
but
wait,
what
wait,
I'm saying I said on the table.
You think they want to see what they have?
Potentially.
What did they show? What did he show last year?
He wasn't able to. It was a redshirt year.
So now you only have 3 years.
No. I'm talking about Goff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He stepped up.
Yeah. He took him to the NFC Championship game.
Right.
And it's not his
fault
they lost
for?
It. Well, so that's the question. 248-539-9797. Is it there's too many zeros in the contract, so it takes a couple extra weeks, or is there more? 248-539-9797. Why the hesitation? Why is it not imminent? It's 97.1.
Hey, you want a great lawn this year? You got to give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call. Get green, stay green with Natural Way. The number, 888-GET-GREEN. You can call them right there. You can find more information on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Right now, for a limited time, purchase a full lawn program. You're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket. And we know warm weather is on the horizon. We're going to have some sunshine today, a little rain later in the weekend, and everything is going to continue to green up and grow. What else grows along with your grass? Some weeds, dandelions. They're going to rob your lawn of that water and nutrients that you're trying to feed the grass. Stop dandelions before they go to seed. Stop crabgrass before you even see it. And here's the best thing about it. Is they're not going to treat for one issue and then tell you you've got a problem and you've got to shift things mid-season. They're just going to fix the problems. They've done this for over 30 years. They know exactly what they're doing, and it's a Michigan-owned, with Michigan employees, Michigan families company. They've involved in local charities. Keep your money right here in Michigan. And that number again, 888-GET-GREEN. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service, get green, stay green with Natural Way.
The voice crack from Dan Miller. The emotion. St. Brown.
Can never play that enough.
Jubilation. Playoff win. Half of that play just got paid. Amon-Ra St. Brown, highest paid receiver in football. Jared Goff. No deal imminent, according to the number one insider in the NFL. John, it's Adam Schefter, not Adam Smith. This is Adam Schefter saying deal's not close, deal's not imminent. I bring it up saying, why? What is the hesitancy? And I know I'm the smarmy guy who didn't want to pay him in the first place. The voice is in my head. I can tell you why I think it's been delayed. I think it's because he's dependent on his O-line more than most quarterbacks. He has some physical limitations with mobility and arm strength. I have come to terms with that and want to see him paid. But I could see why Brad Holmes is maybe dragging his feet a little bit, fighting a little bit of a battle in lines in the sand about how much, how long, how much guaranteed. I think there are reasons the deal's not done. I don't think that's overly negative. I think that's the reality. He's not an all-pro like St. Brown and Penei Sewell, so his deal, it's not as big of a slam dunk no-brainer. Say what you want to say.
Or?
I'm backsliding. I'm too negative.
No, it's. I think you're following a narrative that is legitimate. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just following a different one that says it's going to get done. There's no need to even intimate that there might be panic or something that might not work out. He's going to get his contract, and it's going to happen at some point this offseason. I would fall out of my chair shocked if we get to the first day of training camp and Jared Goff doesn't have a new contract. I would be shocked. It's going to happen.
I don't think they want to franchise tag him. I don't think he wants to be franchise tagged. I think a multi-year, 3-4 on top of what he already has for roughly $50 million a year is what's been kicked around by insiders. We've talked about that openly on the show. We think that's about the price. If you tag him, that's going to go up, and it'll be fully guaranteed year to year. I think they saw what they needed to see. I saw what I needed to see from this guy in the playoffs, and I would hope that they take care of him. But I asked the question, why the hesitation? And your response to the hesitation is
timing. It's just simply timing. I don't care that it's not done. I thought maybe there would be an announcement. Hey, all of these guys on the same day, but hey, give Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell their time. Give them the chance for everybody to talk about him, because when Goff does sign his contract, it's going to be a mega deal.
And it is going to set the table for their cap situation moving forward. Yeah. I think Holmes, if you pay attention to that, this is so nerdy. The Sewell and St. Brown deals, they were done in tandem. When the money kicks in for 1 year, they fluctuate. They offset the cost in year one and year two of those deals. They were very much done with connective tissue, with the big picture in mind. I imagine they want to fit Goff in alongside them, but for whatever reason, they aren't able to get that deal done today.
And here's the thing, too. I know Ryan Tolner, his agent, he's not a guy that wants to get dirty in the media. Not at all.
Okay.
And I think we all know Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, they don't want to get dirty in the media. And it's not that they're not worried about getting in the mud or playing in the mud or playing in the dirt. They don't want that to be the conversation around this team this offseason, coming off an NFC Championship game, especially with the most important player on the team, and that's their quarterback.
Then why did Schefter get some information yesterday? Who talked? If they didn't want it getting out there that something wasn't imminent.
But I don't know why the Lions would leak
that out. The Lions wouldn't want to say our deal's not imminent.
But the tone that some people will try and set with that is that it's a negative tone. There's nothing negative about it.
I'll let the people decide that. We'll go to the phones and hear what they have to say. I mean,
there's nothing negative about it. It's not imminent. We haven't come to terms on a long-term deal because it's going to be a large number. We've got to structure it like we've worked on Amon-Ra St. Brown's and Penei Sewell's structure to make sure it fits.
I think they wanted to do it yesterday, though. That's my read on this. I think they wanted to do it yesterday. It didn't happen, and Goff's camp felt like they had to respond, and maybe it's probably over length of contract.
Is it because he's got 1 year? Do you want to add three more, four more, five more? So again, he probably wants security, and rightfully so. As an athlete, he has every right to go for that.
And he's got a lot of security already.
Right. He's got 1 year left on his deal, but he has a city that believes him and a team that believes in him. Let's get to Denard in Detroit. You're on 97.1.
How you doing, fellas?
What's
up? Good morning.
Good morning, man. Hey, I have two theories on this signing. All right. My first theory is, I believe, this is one of my beliefs, that they end up letting the whole thing play out and press tag him. After the press tag is up, they end up slide him out and putting Hendon Hooker in. All right? My second theory is behind it is,
John, I'm sorry,
is that they end up signing him to a big contract, but not as much. It's pretty much going to be like on a neutral side of it. And the real head scratcher is, I still don't understand the reason why they end up drafting Hooker anyway, because by the time he even get his chance in the NFL playing, he hasn't played one simple snap. He'll be about 30 years old.
Well, close to it. I mean, he was an older rookie, but I think the point, and I know you hate when Hendon Hooker comes up, John, why did they take him is the pushback. I think they took him because they weren't sold on Goff at the time. They wanted to keep insurance on their house, on their car, in case the whole thing went, you know, upside down. They wanted to have someone, quote, just in case. It doesn't feel like they need to break glass. It feels like Jared Goff silenced a lot of the critics. So now they have insurance on a very pricey item franchise quarterback. That's not the worst thing in the world.
I also think that it's the biggest head scratcher for me. Why did they take Hendon Hooker? I think he was the best available on the board at the time. And Brad Holmes is not averse to taking a player coming off an injury, especially one that a lot of people, and I don't know where Brad Holmes had him before the injury. Maybe he hadn't even ranked him yet because it happened so much, you know, so early in the process. But a lot of people were talking about him as a first round quarterback. Well, if you have a chance to take him in the third round, now you have some value. And if there's anybody that knows anything about value, it would be you.
Value.
The fact that they could trade him after the second or third year.
Well, if he plays well in the preseason and you build a little bit of a market for him, that's kind of the back door, the way out of it. Jerry in Milford, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
I have a little theory. Maybe they haven't. The Lions don't think they have the pressure to sign him right away. I hope they do sign him. I think he's a great quarterback. put it that first. But where's Goff going to go right now with his contract? Six great young quarterbacks coming up in the draft. Who's going to want Goff with his, you know, supposed lack of mobility in this league right now?
I think a lot of teams would like Jared Goff.
Yeah. I guarantee you Washington would want him. I guarantee you New England would want him. I guarantee you, you know, Tennessee, depending on what they want, Oakland would want him.
At that price where they could get a quarterback and maybe a good receiver.
Well, let's be careful, Jerry, because there are unknowns, and I'll beat John to the punch on this one. Go back to the 2021 draft, yep. And you would have thought five first-round picks. God, half these guys are going to be better than Jared Goff. Yep. Oops, maybe Trevor Lawrence, and that would be it, right?
Maybe, yeah.
I say maybe because they're, you know, still young, but you want Justin Fields? Oh, I'd rather have Fields than Jared Goff. I'd rather have Mac Jones upside.
Yeah.
Jared Goff's steady. Jared Goff's good. He's back end of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. There'd be plenty of teams that would want Jared Goff. So what leverage does he have? He has quite a bit of leverage in a league that pays quarterbacks before they're even half as proven as Jared Goff. 248-539-9797. We're going to get more NFL draft storylines. We're going to do fact or fiction. 10 questions about night one in the NFL draft. That's coming up next. It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.